Blog Talk Radio.
It's
right, all right, all right, already. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. I love this song. Amen. Praise God. This is what gets me started when I get ready to go to work in the morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Healing come down, joy come down. This is what I'll be talking about. Peace come down, victory come down. Come on, people of God. Deliverance come down, Holy Ghost come on down. Power come on down, glory come on down. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We got to lift him up higher because what? He's King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords. And what's his name? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. That song said, if your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. So your soul got to be anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, when you're connected to him, amen, praise God, it's nothing but the blessings of the Lord, nothing but the love of the Lord, nothing but the healing of the Lord, nothing but the deliverance of the mighty God. Amen, praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Sunday morning service this morning, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Hallelujah, you are on the air, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service this morning, amen, praise God, and we thank you, praise God, on this morning, amen, hallelujah. I got excited what the Lord is doing, amen, praise God, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is ready, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for stepping in this morning, because when you start calling on the name of Jesus, everything got to bow to the name of Jesus. Everything gonna bow to his name. Amen. One day, glory to God, glory to God. That's why we minister. That's why we preach. That's why we teach. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want no one, amen, to be left behind. Amen. Because Jesus said everyone is going to bow to the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the filling of the Holy Ghost this morning. My God, I give you glory. Father God, we just bless your holy name for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father, at the name of Jesus, Lord God. We get it. We get built up. We get power from on high, God. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah, God. Just for your name alone. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We ask that you have your way, Father God, on this day, Father God. We ask that you touch, yes, Holy Ghost, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, bring us total healing, God. Total deliverance, God. Make us free this morning, God. Deliver our soul this morning, Father God. Let our soul be anchored in you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for turning things around. We thank you for the outbreak of your spirit this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I step aside, let the power of God rest, rule, and abide in me, through me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give, Father God. Bless thy people under the sound of my voice, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, open up their hearts, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in thy word have I hid in my heart that we will not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you're going to speak to us this morning, how you're going to shift us and, yes, Holy Ghost, and transition us into the place that you desire us to be, Father. We bless you right now, God, and we give you glory. These things I pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise you, Lord. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. I thank God this morning. Amen for you, you, and you. Amen. Praise God. I just want to say something to the people of God. Last week, God says, God is a able. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I just want to say, don't underestimate what God is doing in your season of waiting. Glory to God. Nothing is too hard or impossible for him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to throw that out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This morning, we're going to go to the pastor's scripture, Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, and we all know the scripture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just wants us to revisit some things and to let us know, praise God, he's doing great things in our lives, and he's building us up. He's healing us. He's delivering us. He's putting us in places, amen, that our feet, glory to God, have never been in, praise God. He's opening up new doors. He's closing old doors. He's healing, glory to God, the land of his people. I hear you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We are in, glory to God, hallelujah, in our transition time, our period of transition to what God wants and God promised us in our lives. Amen. Praise God. I just want to give a shout out because the radio have reached Japan, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. It has reached Japan. It has reached Uganda, South Africa. It's in some places, that our feet has never touched. God's word is going out to the people. So I'm giving God the glory. Because glory to God, glory to God. God is the only one can do something so powerful to reach Japan. Amen. Praise God. So let us go into the word of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, forget the former things, yes, Holy Ghost, and do not dwell on the past. And I'm talking to somebody already because this first part of what God is saying, because forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, he says, see, I am doing a new thing. Yes, Holy Ghost. Now it should spring up. Do you not perceive it? Do you not see what God is doing? He said, I am making a way in the wilderness and a stream in the desert. My God, I give you glory. I want some people to know that the Lord said, you know, one thing, glory to God, a couple months ago, I guess it was, God said, let it go. And we're going to talk about letting things go today, praise God. We're going to talk about, amen, praise God, seeing and perceiving. We're going to talk about God making a way in your wilderness. We're going to talk about God, making streams in your desert. My God, I give him glory this morning. God is speaking into another transition period of the Israelites. Yes, Holy Ghost. This time they're in exile and not saved in Egypt, but shackled by the Babylonians. Glory to God. They missed the old times of their strong nation, their renowned temple, and the joy of their homeland. Have you ever, glory to God, thought about, praise God, missing the old ways and, Holy Ghost, want to go back to the old ways and not knowing that they're shackled and glory to God, they're missing joy. How you going to miss joy in the midst of being shackled and tied down? This passage is not only God's timely message to Israelite in their period of exile, it's also a timeless message for us in our transition and our movement of what God, glory to God, is doing right now. The process or the period of changing, we're going to talk about transition, the process of the period of changing from one state or condition to another. Anybody with me this morning? Let us take it slow. Thoughtful approach in Isaiah 43 and 18 and 19. Let us take a walk this Sunday morning. Let's walk. Come on, let's walk with Jesus this morning. Come on, the song say, walk with me, Jesus. Let's walk with Jesus this morning. He said, forget the former things. Coming out of the gate strong. And you ask yourself, really, God, forget the former things, even the ones that were good, even though we missed them and like the good old times and even the ones that were bad. And even though we like to dwell in the bitterness and sadness, God, what do you mean? Just forget the former things altogether? Unfortunately, we aren't able to literally forget everything. Come on, people of God. Certain joys and certain scars are too significant to simply forget at a whim. They're embedded into our hearts, sketched into our memories, and many ways they made us into who we are today. Hallelujah. Your scars made you who you are today. What's in you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, they're embedded and they're sketched into our memories. The Israelites cannot literally forget the good former things, such as their homeland, a temple, their stability, and they literally cannot forget the bad former things, such as their exile, oppression, and poverty. So is God commanding the impossible? Not everyone has, amen, glory to God, eraser that can erase things out or just be neutralized or just go down, amen, praise God, hallelujah. How, what do you mean forget the former things? And no, I don't think so sometimes, praise God. I think it ultimately means do not allow your past experience, those former things, both good and bad, to color your perception of the present and the expectation for your future. See, if we grow consumed with the former things, we won't be able to fully take advantage of our present, including both in trials and joy, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and we'll also view the perspective of the future through the distorted lens of our past, amen, praise God, hallelujah, because sometimes, amen, praise God, we're so busy looking back that we cannot look forward. We look at the trials and think that we're going to stay in the trial. All this joy is going to last for just a little while, praise God, hallelujah, glory to his name, hallelujah. What do you mean, God, that you're forgetting about the things? Glory to God in the back of us. This is a new way of sighting, treating our circumstances as bigger than God and not of faith. Treating God as bigger than our circumstances. God does not want his children to live in delusion. Come on, Holy Ghost. Therefore, we must plead for God to free us from being mastered by former things. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of times we are being mastered by the former things. You allow the devil to master you in some things. Amen. Praise God. But you got to master some things in your life. You got to take control of your life. You got to take control of your mind. You got to take control of your soul, people of God. I don't know what about fear, because it is rooted in a small disbelieving view of God. The power to forget the former things lies in not forgetting the first things, namely that God is more loving, more powerful, and more wise than we will ever be or that any circumstances might suggest. Am I talking to somebody other than myself this morning? God is more loving. He's more powerful. My God, I give him glory. He's more wise. Amen. Praise God. Get caught up or hold about fear. This is the message God is preaching to us and that we have to preach to ourselves. God, you are powerful. God, you are loving. God, you are mighty. You are Lord of lords. You are King of kings. You are mighty. Glory to God. He is the ruler of the world. Who is our God, people of God? My God, I tell you, thank you. Do not dwell on the past. The problem is not that we think about former things, but we choose to dwell on them. You know, my husband always say, praise God, if it was another man in my life, it would be Martin Luther King. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I like to take some of his sayings. Amen. Praise God. Because he was a wise man. I don't know what his life was like. I just know that God used him in a mighty way. Martin Luther King once said, you can't prevent a bird from flying over your head, but you can prevent it from building a nest on your head. My God, I give him glory. This is the essence of how our former things can destroy us. Satan gets a foothold within our thoughts. Come on, Holy Ghost, and move, and more we dwell on it, the more power we give him to feed us lies. Come on, Holy Ghost, we dwell on things, and I am guilty of those things sometimes, praise God. We dwell on those things, amen, praise God, and we have to understand that God takes control of our lives, and whatever we're going through, whatever we've been through, we just know that you're in a transition period where God is getting you where he wants you to go. But if we believe in the foothold and we allow Satan to get in our mind, he can talk to us, he can speak to us, he can direct us, he can move us, he can move us out of position. My God, I give you glory. But we have to learn to master our thoughts, dominating our present thinking and distorting our future hoping. Yes, Holy Ghost. So what can you do right now in the circumstances so that these thoughts of the former things do not hinder you in your period of transition and where God is taking you? Don't let your memory or your past or your former things master you. Cut the cord on the former things that would otherwise make you a puppet to the false thinking and the false living. Come on, Holy Ghost has got to speaking to us this morning. See, I'm doing a new thing, Father says. The phrase could turn, the phrase contains two loaded truths. God commanded us to see. As I'm talking to us this morning, God commanded us to see. It's not see, little S-E-E, is see, come on, with an exclamation point up behind it, with an exclamation mark, praise God, God is excited and eager for us to see what he is accomplishing and how he is working. God's statement, I am doing a new thing, is a present. You know they say when you love somebody, it's an action word, praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, so the God statement today is an action word. I'm doing a new thing that's present. Come on, behind the scenes, Israel oppression, God was working for them in their present. Come on, I'm talking to us this morning. God was working for them, the present, for their future. People of God, God is working for you in your future. You might cannot see it, but he's working for you in your future. Not your now, but in your future. He's ahead of you. He did not want them to be so consumed with their past that they discounted the ways in which God was working for them in the every detail of their circumstances. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is saying that I'm working before you. I'm working before you. I went before you. I'm making the crooked places straight before you. I'm making the rough places smooth before you. I've already did it, but all I need you to do is master your mind. Come on, Holy Ghost. Now it should spring up. Literally, God is moving right now, not back in the present, not back in the good old days, not after his season will pass, not after another season will pass. No, God is literally at work right now accomplishing his purpose. Anybody shouting right now, God is at work accomplishing your purpose. Come on, Holy Spirit, whatever that glory to God that God has spoken over your life, he's working ahead of you to accomplish it. No one can stop it. No one can block it. No one, glory to God, can do what God can do in the lives of his people. Somebody shout with me, God is working before me. My God, I give him glory. God is doing things in your life. But you may be aware, maybe of two or three of them. Indeed, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's the Bible. That's God. That's God letting you know. Glory to God. We have a little mediocre mind, praise God. We have a little small mind. God is a big God. He knows what he's doing. He knows every step we make. He knows the very hairs upon our head. He knows our very actions. He knows what to take out. He knows what to put in. He knows how to deliver. He knows how to heal. He knows how to mend. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory. Do you not perceive? He said. God understands our struggles in believing and perceiving his purpose. His question, do you not perceive it, is aimed to drive home a point, namely, that we oftentimes have a difficult time seeing or perceiving the hand of God at work in our lives because we're trying circumstances incline us to look inward instead of upwards and outward. We become tied with the most immediate need, us. Come on, Holy Spirit. And as a result, immediately forfeits the bandwidth necessary for seeing and perceiving what God is undoubtedly accomplishing outside of us. My encouragement to us today is quite simple. In your pain, in your transition, in your trial, look upward to God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Outward to others and onward to other circumstances, not inward at one particular circumstance. I think you'll be shocked at how much clearer your vision will become to the hand of God in your life. You know, sometimes I say, Lord, I see your handiwork. Glory to God. I see you moving, God. God, I just, Holy Ghost, enlarge my small thinking. Enlarge my sin. Come on, Holy Spirit. I am making a way, he says. God is using a repetition to create a needed emphasis. Again, he uses the present active tense. I am making a way means he is currently actively and presently working for us. Don't you know, praise God, don't you love it when somebody's working for you? Don't you know, glory to God, you say, God, you're working for me? You big God. God, you the God that formed the earth. You the God that did this. You the God that made a way when it seemed to be no way. You're working for us, God. Ain't that a good thing when you hold on to the horns of the altar and being God and moving God and be obedient to God, do what God asks you to do. He's working for us. My God, I give you glory. Every circumstance in our lives, both the evil and the good, God works together for our good and for his glory. I love you, Lord. Yes, Holy Ghost. He's working together for good and for his glory. So people of God, whatever you're going through, it's going to be for good and for God's glory. I don't care if it's a trial. I don't care what it is, but it's for his glory. Before any circumstances comes into our lives, it first goes through, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the presidential hand of God. God, people of God, the hand that was pierced for us in love in the past is holding us in his pain and his presence, working for our good in our future. He's not going to leave you as you are for now. Glory to God. And then get involved in your life later. That's not the God we serve. He's working. And even now, as I am speaking under the power of the Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. He's raining from heaven. Glory to God to bless you in abundance. He's currently for you now. Glory to God. Don't you love a God that fights for you? Praise God. You know what I know, praise God. He has already won the battle, praise God. It's up to us to follow, glory to God, his ways. He's currently fighting for us now, my God, making a way some form or another in your life. What do you mean, God? A way in the wilderness and a stream in the wasteland? God often puts us in position where we are weak. He's often put us in position where we are weak, so that he can be strong for us. Holy Ghost, I just said that the other day. I said, Lord Jesus, glory to God. I'm in a weak state right now, praise God, but I know when I'm weak, you are strong in my life. He puts us in places that are incredibly difficult and improbable, praise God, so that he can put his grace and his glory on display, praise God. The bigger the obstacle, the bigger the display of his greatness when he overcomes. My God, I give him glory. The way in the wilderness, a stream in the wasteland. But this is what it means to live with eyes of faith. Come on, somebody. Say, I got eyes of faith, perceiving your circumstances through the lens of who God truly is. Not perceiving God through the lens of what your circumstances might be. Praise God. You have to ask God, Lord, let me see through your eyes. My God, I give him glory. Stop defining and limiting your future in terms of your past. See, a lot of times we blame our past for how we act. We blame our past of how our mother treat us. We blame our past of how we've been abandoned or beaten or bruised or all those things. We blame our past, but God brought us into the kingdom of God to heal, deliver us, and make us free. So why are we still blaming our parents for what we are now or currently are now of what our lives is? God is defined in our lives. And he did not limit us from anything. He said, be thy healed in the name of Jesus. He came to deliver us. He came to heal us. He came to make us free. He came to save us. My God, I give him glory. So we blame everybody else for what we are going through. Praise God. We got to get that thing out of our mind. That's nothing but the devil. Oh, my mama did it. My daddy did it. That's what they did in the past. Praise God. This is what this one said in the past. What did God say through his word? My God, I guess if it's not in the word, I don't want to hear it. Hey, we got to hear the word of the God. God is trying to retrain our minds. That's why he did for Moses. He tried to retrain him. He took him into a place, amen, praise God, that he was prince over the people. But what he had to do, he had to take him in the back of the wilderness, amen, to retrain him. He took Paul, praise God, delivered Paul off the road of Damascus and retrained him for 3 years. Glory to God. Then what did Jesus say? Not what man said, not what Gambio said. What did the word say? I go to the word of God. What did God say about marriage? What did God say about my finances? What did God say about my deliverance? What did God say about my healing? What did God say? We always got everybody else's opinion. But what is God saying to you? What does his word say? God said, my word heals. My word delivers. My word makes free. My word gives you wealth. My word, don't go over the fire. Keep you standing. If you're, the Bible, the song says, if your soul not anchored in the Lord, amen, praise God, you will surely drift away. Stop defining and limiting your future in the terms of your past. Start defining in the terms of your God. This is how we can have hope in the valley and desert of life. I don't know where we find yourself. Perhaps right now you feel as if nothing is going right. It feels as if everything is going against you. As Jacob once cried out in Genesis 42 and 36. But according to this passage, you're right where God wants you. And therefore, you're right where you're supposed to be. And this is so you can receive the right provisions from the Lord at the right time and for all the right reasons. That's the good news today. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, forget the former things. Do not dwell on your past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it shall spring up. Spring up. Do you not perceive it? Do you not see what I'm doing? I'm making a way. Somebody's shouting right now. Somebody got glory. Somebody got a praise in their spirit. Somebody, God is speaking to you this morning. My God, I hear you, Lord. Making a way in your wilderness, stream in your desert, because you feel like glory to God. Everything seemed like it just dropped on you like a bomb. Hey, but God is raising it up off of you. Promise on the backdrops. What's the backdrops of life right now, God? Well, this passage is one of the promises. It was given in the context of transition, trials, and temptations. See, a lot of times God take us through many things and see where our hearts is at. Transition, trials, temptations. In fact, the beginning of this chapter established set the framework for a rather dark place. Hey, I told you about Messiah. When you pass through the waters. He said, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not speak over you. When you walk through, come on, people of God, the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, saith the Lord. Notice that God does not say, if you pass through the waters. He says, when you pass through the waters. The question is not if you will face transition, trials, and temptations, but when. Come on, Holy Ghost. Significantly, God did not diminish, trivialize the Israelite pain 1 ounce. However, he told them to not give 1 ounce of weight to their current pain or circumstances. Come on. Insofar as their future was concerned. But his ability and goodness was concerned. A lot of times we're so busy focusing on the trial, the tribulation, the pain, the suffering, and we forget the process. He said, when, come on, Holy Ghost, when you pass through, when you face it, when you face trials, when you face temptation, he said, when, come on, Holy Ghost. Why? Because in Christ, the Israelite then, and we today have a God who walks through the waters and fires with us, who works in them for us, strengthens and refines his grace in us. Come on, Holy Ghost. And who reveals his glory to us. Come on, my God, I give him glory this morning. In this world, you will have trouble, he says. But take heart. Come on. You know, when he said that, and I grabbed my head, and he said, when you have troubles, he said, take heart. I have overcome the world. Come on, Holy Ghost. The same God who overcame the world, who overcame your sin, who conquered Satan and sin, is the same one who can overcome in your life. For he is the same yesterday in the former things as he is today in your transition time, as he will be in your future. So here, people of God, we know that God is amazing. Get ready. You are in your time of transition. A God of new beginnings. Come on, people of God. Can I go to a song, people of God? Can I go to a song? I know, praise God. God is descending from heaven, manna from heaven. My God, I give him glory. I'm going to let him finish downloading. Amen, praise God. How do I know what about? See, God, turn on my fear. Go to a song. I'll be right back.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because we know that he is a good God. He does great things. Amen. Hallelujah. He can supersede our expectations. Amen. Praise God. A God of a new beginning. A God of a new beginning. How many need a new beginning? How many need a fresh start? How many need a clean slate? Amen. He is a God of a new beginning. The Bible says, you remember this scripture today. Praise God, because he's going to keep repeating it in our air. Remember ye not the former things, night, but consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall it not go, my God? Shall ye not know it? Glory to God. I will even make a wilderness, a way in your wilderness and a river in your desert. Have you ever had to start all over? Have you ever had to go back to the drawing board? Have you ever had to start over at something? My God, I'll give him glory. He's God. He's God. He's God in the beginning. He's God. Come on, people, God, in the end. He is the author and the finisher. And it's not over till he say it's over. Although we may have a seemly start from scratch, there is a sure foundation that rocks in God. Hush, I told him, I see a sure foundation. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. I was talking to my husband and I said, I want a sure foundation, my God, where God is built on everything over our lives. Amen. Praise God. Let him be the foundation. And when Jesus built on it, amen, praise God, it's sure, amen. God, a God of a new thing. In the beginning, God started a new thing by creating the heavens and the earth. His mercy are new every morning. He made a new covenant. He gave a new commandment that ye love one another as ye have loved you, he said, because he was buried in a new scepter. Everything new in God. He rose from the dead to make a new and living way. Praise God. He said they that believe on him will speak with new tongues. Come on, somebody. New. Come on, Holy Ghost. He gives a new wine of the Holy Ghost when you're thirsty. Come on. He's a person who is born again. When a person is born again, he writes a new name in glory. Come on, somebody. My God. That's why they clap their hands when people come to God. Why? They night. He go to what about side. He writes their names in heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. And they sing a new song. Come on. Today we're going to sing a new song. The Bible says in, oh my God, Psalms 42 and 3, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, he said, and shall trust in the Lord. He will make a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem. The Bible says, Revelation 21 and 5 says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I will make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. God is a fresh God that gives fresh wind, fresh fire, fresh wind, come on, and fresh rain, fresh oil, fresh manna, and fresh word from heaven to his people. Somebody say glory to God. Let the winds blow. Let the wind of God blow. Let the wind of God blow. Fresh wind, fresh fire, fresh rain, fresh oil, fresh manna, fresh word from heaven for his people. Let it rain, God. The new birth. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man, oh, come on, hear me in the word of the Lord this morning. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Bible says in Romans 6 and 4, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Come on. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. The Bible says in Matthew 9:16-17, no man putteth a new piece of cloth, a piece of new cloth, unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment. And it rents, it tears, is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottle breaks, and the wine runneth out, and the bottle perish. But they put new wine into new bottles. You are the new bottles, and both are preserved. Ha, satoda basia. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 and 24, and that ye put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. What happened to true holiness? What happened to righteousness? My God, I give him glory. The Bible says, and then ye put on the new man, the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The thing about it is the fear of God has gone from the church. The Holy Ghost, have your way. We have to get the fear of God back into our life. The fear of God is wisdom. My God, I give him glory. If we don't fear God, glory to God, and his righteousness, holiness, that means that we lack wisdom. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give it to him, what? Liberally and upbraid it not. God will give you the wisdom that you need to have the fear of God in your heart. The Bible says, glory to God, glory to God. Remember, God will do a new thing. Remember ye not. If you are holding on to something that doesn't belong to you and was never intended for your life, then you need to let it go. If you're holding on to your past hurt and pain, let it go. If someone can't treat you right, love you back, and see your worth, let God handle it. Let it go. If someone has angered you, let it go. Come on, people of God. If you are holding on to some thoughts of evil and revenge, let it go. If you are involved in a wrong relationship or addiction, let it go. If you have a bad attitude, let it go, people of God. It's time to let some things go. If you had a bad attitude, yeah, let it go. If you keep judging others to make yourself feel better, let it go. See, a lot of times we keep pounding and judging and judging and judging. We got to let it go, praise God, to make yourself feel better. Let it go. If you're stuck in the past and God is trying to take you to a new level in him, let it go. If you're struggling with the healing of a broken relationship, we need to let it go. If you keep trying to help someone who won't even try to help themselves, you got to let them go. If you're feeling depressed and stressed, let it go. If there is a particular situation that you are so used to handling yourself and God is saying to you, take your hands off of it, then you need to let it go. My God, I give him glory. Let the past be the past. Forget the former things. God is doing a new thing. And it might be right now, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. It might be, glory to God, that you trying to hold on to every piece of everything that you've got, but you got to let some things go in your life. For the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. Forgetting those things which are behind, behold, he says, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in your wilderness and a river in your desert. A new beginning, people of God. How am I say, quote, what about see it? David needed a new beginning. David needed a new beginning. Are you hearing me, people of God? The Bible says in Psalm 51, 9 and 12, he said, hide thy face from my sins, God, and blot out all my iniquities. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, God. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. But listen, people of God, Peter needed a new beginning too. John Mark needed a new beginning. The clay had a new beginning. Come on, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Jeremiah 18:3-4. It says, then I went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the potter's. So he made again another vessel. And seemed good to the potter to make it. But what happened, praise God, hallelujah. They got thrown out by fear. God seen that the vessel was still marred. It was still cracked. And he had to break it and remake it again, praise God. They got thrown out by fear. Joshua had a new beginning. But God says, as I was with Moses, come on, what seems to be the end may really be a new beginning. Somebody give God the glory this morning. Renew this morning. My God, I say thank you. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Come on, Holy Ghost. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on, people of God. People of God, you are in, glory to God, the hands of God. You are in God. People of God, you are in transition to new things on the horizon. See yourself in new things God has prepared for you today. Thank him for the transition for your future, the great looks, and stay in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ because he has everything under control. My God, I give him glory. There's time, people of God, that God will take you through trials. He will take you through things, amen, to see where your heart is at. He told them in glory to God, my sake, God told the hold of our son. I don't have time to read it now, praise God, but in Deuteronomy 8, praise God, he said, when I do what I'm going to do for you, praise God, don't forget, glory to God, to come back and do what you need to do for me. But sometimes, praise God, my sake, God, my seek, God, my son, we forget when we burst out and get blessed, and we forgot our tithing, we forgot to do what God called us, we forgot to be obedient, we forget, glory to God, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We get a burst, amen, go but wow, praise God, and God is saying, sometimes I have tired, I have tested, I have trials, I have things to take you through to make sure, praise God. See, you might have little right now, praise God, but see, he's only testing you with the little and see what you're going to do with the much. My God, I give you glory. See, we got to do what God say do, when he say do it, and the timing he say do it, because we miss glory to God, and we end up going back around, just like the Israelite did, amen, going around in circles because we have not stood still and see the salvation, Lord. We have not stood still and asked God what is next in my life. We have not asked God, glory to God, glory to God. See, a lot of times we take our own way, we take our own will back, and the Father says, amen, praise God, I'm trying to do something new in your life, but you can't see it yet because you're looking at the little. Glory to God, take your eyes off the little and see much. My God, I give you glory. We see here, hallelujah, the picture of a new exodus for a new people once again oppressed, as the Israelites had been as slaves in Egypt before the exodus. They would cry to God, and again he would hear and deliver them. A new exodus will take place through a new wilderness. Come on. The past miracles was nothing compared to what God will do for his people for the future. I don't care, praise God. You might feel that you're doing good right now. You might feel that you're being blessed right now. But that's only God is saying, you're limited what I can do. I have more for you, praise God. I don't know what about fear. I have more, glory to God, to bless you with, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. That's why he's trying to tell us to let some things go. Get into him, praise God, that he may bless you in the fullness of him. That's only little compared to what God can do, praise God. The song says, your goodness is chasing after me. Your goodness is running after me. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Meaning that, glory to God, God will overtake you with the signs and wonders and miracles in your life. Though you walk through, praise God, he does not hold about fire. Know that he is with you. Come on, somebody. He is trying to renew our mind, trying to tell us, praise God, what you see right now is a little blessing compared to what I'm going to do. So you might have $100, but what he wants to do, he's testing you with the $100 and see what you're going to do, because he want to give you really $1 million, but you won't do the right thing with the little, so he won't give you the much. My people of God, yet quote Hold on to the horns of altar. Do what the Lord has asked you to do. Be obedient. What did the Lord say on last week? We are in a season of hearing, seeing, and obedience. My God, I give him glory. Just know, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I'm going to quote this statement one more time so you will know that the Lord is moving. Maybe you have read it, praise God, and you read it over and over, and maybe you heard it over and over. Forget the former thing. Do not dwell on your past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it's a spring form. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's going to spring up and out. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in your wilderness, a stream in your desert. I don't care how your wilderness looks. I don't care how. Glory to God. Glory to God. The desert may seem, but surely it shall be green grass that springs up. It shall be a blessing. Amen. Praise God. The promised land. Come on. Let's get through the Exodus. Amen. Praise God. Let's get through the transition and see the things that God wants to do in your life. Be blessed, everybody. My God, I give him glory. We thank and praise God for Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning. Amen. Praise God. We are in our Sunday morning service. You have been on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody needs to get in touch with me. Praise God. You can reach me at 302-883-9799 on Thursday, praise God, Thursday morning, Thursday evening at 6 p.m., amen. True Vine International Ministry will be on at 6 p.m., amen, praise God, with Pastor Ilona Waters. She's back. She's in her place, amen, praise God. Let us keep her in prayer as she goes forward. Praise God in the Lord with the blessings of the Lord, amen, praise God, with the healing of the Lord. And I thank God for everyone that's on this line this morning, amen, praise God. If you'd like to sow your Sunday offering, amen, praise God, and you don't know how to do it, amen, you may contact me, amen, for Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, amen, praise God, where God is building up his kingdom, where God is moving, amen, praise God, hallelujah, where God is building a sure foundation, amen. So we thank and praise God for you, you, and you, amen. I thank God for the word of God. Know that God will do the impossible, amen, praise God, in your life. Just don't look at your life in through the lens of what you see. Look to the heavens above. Amen. I will look to the hills where cometh my help, and my help come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Know that the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. Know that God said, I will make you the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath. Come on, you will get land that you never till. Come on, somebody. Know that he owns a thousand and cattle upon the hill. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Come on, people of God. Come on up with me this morning. My God, I give him glory. We bless and praise our God this morning for what he is doing. We thank and praise God, amen, for all of you that came on this line this morning. And no, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, as I pray out the day, praise God, I pray that you will be a blessed, amen, Mohodabasiya, on this Sunday morning, praise God, this Sunday morning service. I thank God for this day. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for what you have said. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for making us the head and not the tail. We thank you, God, that you are doing supernatural things, Lord God, with ordinary things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you have, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. I thank him. Glory to God. I hear the Spirit, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. He is a God that can clear everything. Every debt. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. God, we ask that you make a way, Lord God, for us on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to bless every home that's represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to walk through our homes, walk through where we at right now, Father God. Let peace abide in the places where we reside, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us have a peace of mind, Father God. Look to you, Father God, for the great things that you have ahead of us. already, that you have already established, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask that you cut the cords of anything, God, that is not of you, anything that you have not planted, Father God. We ask that you uproot it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let thy people be blessed, God, from the sound of my voice, God, on this morning. I pray a blessing be upon them, God, in their homes, their families, Father God, and everybody represented with them, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, don't forget, Lord God, to bless my home as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless my family as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for the great things. We thank you for the movement of the Spirit. We thank you that we have our new beginners and our humble beginners, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only one. Wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. And guess what, people of God? I'm leaving you with a song, and guess what it says? Jesus will fix it for you. Come on. God bless you all. Happy Sunday. Amen.
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis is on. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
I done had a Holy Ghost party over here. God bless you. Have a good day.